169th episode of iSnark. Because
we are iSnark! Bum, ba-da-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Step away from the microphone. And I don't mean right now. I mean right now.
iSnark! You snark! We all snark for the iSnark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by the Taco Bell Cannon, indeed. Only $4.99 while supplies last. And now, rejected from many a job for not using a microphone to sing into, here he is, Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Why, hello and welcome, ego sum biani smig ailis pagina. Recently, I stole a video from the wall of organist Richard Clark. Well, Facebook says I shared the video. Okay, I shared the video. Thank you, Facebook, for assuring me that I didn't sin. Well, cut a long story short, it's on my Facebook wall now. Comedian Rob Paravoni, I hope I pronounced his name right, did this cool rant on Taco Bell's Cannon in D. Yes. spoken rant as well as sung, accompanied by his guitar. And it kind of reminded me of this note that I had made on episode 56, back when we were Christus Vincit Anywhere. Listen.
Him during communion was, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God," written by Karen Lafferty. Now, let me ask you something. When you hear the Sopranos do the Alleluia descant on this, you think Taco Bell's Cannon in D? Up here, I like to call it the Taco Bell Cannon with double N. Indeed.
Now, of course, that was back on November 20th, 2006, when I was organist at Holy Ghost. Now, I rarely program this tune here. I bit very few bullets, and I can guarantee it won't be programmed at all at Sacred Heart. But watching the video by Rob Paravoni had me thinking of that Taco Bell Cannon. Indeed. Well, shortly after, Laura Lauder, author of the Catholic blog One Woman's Thoughts, by the way of comment, gave me the link to another variation of the Sominex Cannon, Taco Bell Cannon, also known as the Sominex Cannon. Yes, I could fall asleep listening to or even playing this cannon, thus Sominex. Remember those old commercials? Take Sominex and sleep, sleep, sleep. But anywho, this version of the cannon that Laura Lauder sent me is done by a quartet of classical guitarists. By name, the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. And they really do this piece some justice, adding several cool variations in just under 6 minutes, ranging from the normal Sominex to Caribbean party music to music for your daughter's redneck-style shotgun wedding, to even the jazz setting, and a few more. Gotta give it a listen if you haven't yet. The song title, by the way, Loose Cannon, single in. You'll love it. I will have four links in the show notes for you on this topic. The two videos mentioned, Laura Lauder's blog, One Woman's Thoughts, and the show notes to Christus Vincit Anywhere, episode 56. We'll be playing some more clips for you from Sacred Heart, and even teach a lesson on some microphones and some other snarky fun. But first, let's break for our favorite Polish deli treat.
Krakowska, kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, 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 boom.
Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Don't do this at church.
He can swim down low, he can sing down low, he's
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Well, look who graced the Eisnark studio with his presence. Hey there, Basso, Guy Vates.
You mean V. Gates, don't you?
No, I mean Guy Vates. It's that new dialect of German, it's called dyslexic German.
Okay. Well, if you like dyslexic Danish, I have one for you. Pekasa.
Well, how about it? Pekasa.
Well, I finally did it.
Did what?
I gave my notice of the deep sea dive.
Oh?
Yeah, it's about dang time. I was putting on 5 shows a week and making even less than what you were getting driving that bloody delivery truck of yours. Wasn't that ever a pain in the tush? Then the boss was going to feed me. A bass, mind you, to the laughing cat.
The laughing cat? Oh, man. What did he do?
This. Right in the boss's face.
Oh, yeah, that cat's definitely doing a Ralph Mail there.
Well, he sure made my job easier.
So, what shall thou singest for us today?
Tonight I shall sing the Caronome from Rigoletto.
Oh, God.
Just kidding.
Good. I wasn't prepared for that one.
Me neither. I'm actually going to do something metrical this time. I'm going to do the Agnus Dei from that Messa Christo Resusciti that you guys have been doing at Sacred Heart by Luigi Peachy.
Basso, that's Peaky. Like in Peekaboo.
Ah, Peaky.
Yeah, that's it.
Peaky, Peaky.
Peaky, yeah, that's all right. So, here he is, Basso Profundo, the singing fish, crooning the Agnus Dei from Messa Christo Resusciti by Luigi Peachy, I mean Peachy.
Agnus Dei, quid solis peccata mundi, miserere no. Miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi. tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem, dona nobis pacem, dona nobis pacem.
We are Icenark. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name. König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy, cold and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louie to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden cloudy, cold and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louie to you. Hey!
Thought. I wonder if the people that invented the folk mass heard voices inside their heads. Did they instantly collect a disability pension? Or did someone check them in at the local insane asylum? Up here in the Providence area at one time, you were given $50 for each nut you turned into the nut house.
La-da-dee-dee, la-da-dee-doo, what did we sing today?
Now, there's an intro I haven't used in about 5 years. Wow. This be our music segment for this episode, where we'll be featuring some of the music we did. This past weekend was the fourth Sunday of Easter, but also our 11:15 Mass was our confirmation Mass with Bishop Thomas Tobin as principal celebrant. On the most part, the music was the same for all the Masses. Our opening hymn is something we'll be doing later on in the show, and there's a reason for it, so please bear with me. We'll go right to the anointing of our confirmation candidates. There were 14 of them. We managed to get a few verses in of this selection, which is really mandatory. Hear this.
Mentes tuorum in vitro.
course, you know that one. The Mode 8 chant, Veni Creator Spiritus, a must for any confirmation mass. Don't do confirmation without it, please. During the offertory, we did the English version of that, of course, Come Holy Ghost, set to music by the French Jesuit Louis Lambalat. I thought I had that one recorded, but unfortunately, well, nope. Dropped the ball somewhere. Even we snarks are entitled to a ball drop.
Yeah, as long as that ball wasn't a high ball.
As you can see, my few faithful listeners, Seamus ran out of beer, so his friend Fergus O'Malley made him a high ball, and he's enjoying it. Should last him a little longer, one can only hope supply-wise. However, buzz-wise, I'm not so sure. Anywho, here's the communion anthem we did. And that was the Ave Verum, set to music by Lorenzo Perosi. And please, please, please do not confuse Lorenzo Perosi with Nancy Pelosi. We'd all be in big trouble. Anyways, this Ave Verum was set arranged for two parts, soprano and alto, by one of Pittsburgh's finest, Reverend Carlo Rossini. Now, finally, here's our recessional hymn featuring the brass trio. Thank you. And there it is. You just heard Go Make of All Disciples, which closed out our confirmation mass. Actually, closed out all the weekend masses. Just confirmation mass. We had a trumpet, a flugelhorn, and a French horn with us. The setting of Psalm 23 came from the OCP book, Respond and Acclaim. The Alleluia was the setting you heard on our last show, which I had arranged from Ophelia et Filia and Psalm Tone 2D. And finally, the Sanctus and Agnus Dei, which were also played last week. Those were from Luigi Peaky's Peaky, Messa Christo Resusciti, adapted from the hymn tune Surgit in Haec Dies. And we will be back. Coming up, step away from the microphone and other fun snark mischief. Peaky, Peaky, step away from the mouse.
Don't do this at church.
Song to who's scooby dee ba ba dip. Song to who's scooby dee bee bee bop. Song to Dominus Deus. Sa ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba oath.
At this time, I'm going to play the entrance hymn from last Sunday's 7:30 Mass, okay? Okay, that hymn I just played, of course, Christ is the King, O Friends Rejoice, sung to a tune by Melchior Vulpius called Gelobt sei Gott. Now, two things to note on this recording, okay? First of all, the organ is generously registered. Mainly foundation stops of 8, 4, and 2-foot pitch, with a good deep pedal using a 16-foot sub-bass, a 16-foot bourdon, and an 8-foot gedeckt. And a swell division is coupled to this. You may also hear a four-rank forniture mixture added in places, as well as a good chorus reed in the final chorus. In this case, an 8-foot hautbois or oboe. The second thing you may or may not notice is that when I sing, I do not use a microphone. If there is one thing I was taught well, by my high school vocal teacher and choral director, Mrs. Nectar Lennox. It was to project. This was not optional. This was required. Now, granted, the organ is a two Manuel Rogers, played in a not-so-big church. Now, picture this. I was able to stick out like a sore thumb at Precious Blood Church in one socket, playing a much larger and more fully registered organ, just by giving that same projection. It was 1989 and 1997. The church is very large. It's a fairly large church with an Aeolian Skinner pipe organ, three manuals, 26 ranks. Again, I was able to project quite well over this larger organ. Additionally, both of these organs, all right, the Precious Blood organ and the Sacred Heart organ, are upstairs in the choir loft behind the people, and I am facing the pipe case, not the people. So I'm singing to the pipe case, mind you, directing away from the people without a microphone, and you're able to hear me. Now, that same voice, amplified by some microphone, would probably stick out so badly that there would be irate worshipers leaving before the entrance hymn is even finished. It's either that, or I get stoned in the same manner that St. Stephen did. Even worse would be this voice amplified when a choir is singing, or any voice sticking out over a choir, not just mine, anybody's. One of my biggest pet peeves is when there is a capable choir doing well in leading the congregation, okay? And for some reason, there still has to be a cantor, sometimes two. In cathedrals and larger edifices, I've heard the choir get outblasted by two cantors in a microphone, including our own in Providence. And they're blasting out everybody by standing in front of a microphone and waving their arms up in the air when it's time for people to sing the hymn. Okay, first of all, step away from the microphone. Step away from the microphone, okay? Second, keep your dang arms down. Most Catholics, well, at least the ones in their right mind, know when to sing. They don't need a physical cue. They're not idiots. And they sure as hell don't need to be left with any clues as to whether or not Mr. or Ms. Cantor used deodorant before coming to Holy Mass. Third, if the choir is singing the hymn, there is definitely no need to have any voices blaring into a microphone. Go stand with the choir where you belong. The only time there should be a cantor at masses where the choir is present is when the responsorial psalm or some other responsory or antiphon slash versicle type structure is being sung. You know, we're talking the psalm, the Alleluia, an introit, communion proper with verses. And even when leading in such responsories, do you really need a mic? I'm going to say it like my daughter does. Really? Most skilled organists will tone down the organ greatly for the cantor's parts, considerably softer than what you'd hear for the people's parts. That is how the difference is best made, how the organ is registered. Softer stops on the swell for the intonation and versicles. Louder stops on the great for the antiphon. Now, I'm going to play this little example, okay? This is a psalm that we sang at my last first Friday Mass, okay? And this one is Jeff Ostrowski's setting of "The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him," with Psalm 103. And you can find this one, by the way, at the Chabanel Psalm Project, chabanelpsalms.org. I'll leave that link in the show notes. Okay, here it is.
Oh. does he requite us according to our crimes?
Again, that's no microphone, and the organ is differentiating between cantor parts and people's parts. Now, I'm singing this in the organ console upstairs in the loft behind everybody, not up front playing, "Hey guys, look at me." And that leads to the next question. Do you really need to show yourself up in front as to being the center of attention? The answer to that question should be absolutely not. The only person that should be the center of attention at Holy Mass is our Lord Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity. We should never, ever take from that. I'm going to tell you about an opera singer. Her name is Eden Castile, lyric, coloratura soprano, who has sung them all, opera, church music, theater. She's also a librettist. In addition to singing, she's also directed and written librettos. You can find her website at edencastile.com, and this link will be at the show notes. But anyways, the reason I mention Eden is because she recently posted on her blog a nice, good rant about performers in high school musicals in a tough love sort of way, getting them ready for the real world. But in this post, her fourth paragraph, she mentions the use of, or should I say abuse of, the microphone, and citing some real examples, you know, like the microphone, usually these days a clip-on. I've been to masses where now the priest wears a clip-on microphone and will preach with the clip-on mic in addition to the stand-up mic that's at the pulpit. Why? But anyways, the microphone, usually being a clip-on these days, is likely to go snap, crackle, pop. Or maybe it'll just cut out on you completely. If that happens, you know, the snap, crackle, pop, or the mic just cutting out on you, if you're not prepared to project, you're screwed. Simple as that. You are screwed. It's just another example of learning to project will defeat those problems, okay? What Eden Castile mentions about high school musical performers, same thing with cantors at Mass. Same theory applies. So, three things to remember. One, lose the mic. Or if the acoustics are really crappy, you know, just at least back up enough far away so you're not sticking out like a sore thumb. Two, keep the arms down. The hygiene police are watching, okay? And three, get up to the choir loft with the organ if your church has a choir loft. If not, at least get with the organ. Don't stand at the pulpit and make yourself the center of attention. Please. For Jesus. And now it's time to bring in our musical guests. Here is Jericho Road. And there you have it, the band Jericho Road with a nice little hot rocker called Here Comes Trouble. Usually the state of one's mind once another iSnark show is uploaded. Or when Seamus O'Reilly is behind the wheel of anything that moves. Jericho Road comes courtesy of Music Alley, www.musicalley.com. By the way, Music Alley is formerly the PodSafe Music Network. You can also check out the band's MySpace page, and we'll leave a link to that in today's show notes. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Brought to you by Right Guard, committed to the good hygiene of canters everywhere.
Today's edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly is dedicated to the topic that we discussed earlier in the show, and that is of canters and microphone abuse. This edition uses actual musical examples. Watch out, world. Here we go. The good. The bad. Christ is the king. Oh, friend, rejoice. The ugly. Wait for it.
Christ is the king. Oh, friend, rejoice.
I snark. Still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
On our next show, the many moods of benediction music, revisited and expanded. We'll be back. Seamus, watch out for that stick figure.
Ay, 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 ay.
Crystal's been chick whitewashed. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Crystal's vintage whitewash.
Friends, don't forget to join us at Fans of the iSnark on Facebook. We'll leave a link in the show notes for you, as well as on our sidebar at our website, iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we will expose a couple of new benediction tunes, and we'll have a lot more snarky fun coming up for you. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.